What aura is typical of mesial temporal lobe epilepsy?
A classic MTLE aura is that rising roller coaster sensation in the stomach, often accompanied by fear or déjà vu. These usually last between 5 and 30 seconds.
What automatisms are common in MTLE?
We often see orofacial movements like lip smacking, chewing, or swallowing, as well as manual automatisms where the patient fumbles with their hands.
Is awareness preserved in MTLE?
Usually, awareness is impaired and the patient has amnesia for the event, especially if it starts in the dominant temporal lobe. In some non-dominant cases, they might still be able to respond, though it's often delayed.
What aura suggests lateral temporal lobe epilepsy?
An auditory aura is a big clue there. Some of these patients also develop aphasic seizures.
What characterizes mesial frontal lobe epilepsy?
Seizures coming from the SMA can involve bilateral motor movements while the patient actually stays aware. A tricky part for diagnosis is that scalp EEG is often non-localizing, so it can sometimes be mistaken for psychogenic non-epileptic seizures.
What characterizes dorsolateral frontal lobe seizures?
These typically involve staring and unresponsiveness, but without those prominent automatic movements we see in other types.
What features suggest insular cortex epilepsy?
Patients might describe painful auras in a specific spot, or a sensation of their throat closing up or difficulty breathing. Because of the location, an EEG might come back normal or look like the seizure is starting somewhere else.
What are absent seizures differentiated from complex partial, focal impaired awareness seizures?
Complex partial seizures are generally longer, often have an aura, involve more complex automatisms, and leave the patient confused afterward. Absent seizures are very brief, have no aura or post-seizure confusion, and show a classic generalized spike and wave pattern on the EEG.
What is epilepsia parcialis continua?
This is a state of simple partial motor seizures where clonic activity is confined to one part of the body. It can last for hours or even days, and the patient remains fully conscious throughout. Unfortunately, it's often very resistant to medication.
Now, we transition to the formal definitions and the long-term prognosis of epilepsy. What is the current definition of epilepsy?
Historically, we defined it as having two or more unprovoked seizures. However, the current definition is broader. It also includes cases where someone has had just a single unprovoked seizure, but has a very high risk, specifically over 60%, of having another one within the next 10 years.